This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Patrick Murphy, Superintendent of the Mile High School District. Welcome to the show, Superintendent.
Thank you.
Our topic of conversation on today's program is the new school funding and the new school funding model that went into place finally after some tweaking and some negotiations and things like that over the past year or so, and talking to area superintendents, that new funding has actually started now arriving at the schools. Is that the same thing for Monolith School District?
That is correct. We have received our first payment of our new state funding for this year. The evidence-based funding model has finally started.
This money is, as they say, new money, and it took a while to get to the school districts. Not all of it is coming at once, and is it sort of like a payment plan, or how is this being dispersed?
The way that the state is going to disperse the new money is that they're going to like Mount Olive is going to receive $119,902. They're going to distribute that over the last six general state aid payments. So we will receive two payments in April, two payments in June, two payments in May, and two payments in June to receive this additional funding.
And that is sort of an important point in that sort of the way school districts are budgeted and fiscal years and things like that.
It is absolutely very important. With the new evidence-based funding model, by receiving the money this year, Mount Olive is currently, when the new formula was designed, we're currently at 61% of adequacy, which means if a school is fully funded, they'd be at 100%. Well, by doing the calculations, Mount Olive sits at 61%. So in order to bring us to adequacy, they're going to use this new money. The majority of all new monies every year will be put into the lowest of schools that need it the most, at the lowest percentage. So in case of this year, that $119,902 goes in, and that becomes our baseline for next year. So it's very important that they put the money into, gave it to the schools in this fiscal year, because that becomes our baseline for next year.
Now, when you say your baseline for next year, it's you were receiving X dollars this year, then you add $119,000, and then that's your, quote, bottom line to start with next year?
That is correct. That's the minimum we'll receive. And there's talk right now in the state legislation that there's going to add additional $350 million worth of new public education money for next year. If that were to occur, and the state budget has not been completed yet, but if that were to occur, then we would, in theory, we should receive approximately $119,000 new money next year on top of this year's money.
And I guess we should point out that there's a Tier 1, Tier 2 system. All Macoupin County schools were Tier 1, and that means that all of our schools within the county are of those that are in greatest need.
And that is correct. Anyone that is Tier 1, in which I believe the cutoff for this year, if any school that is below 67%, of adequacy is considered Tier 1, and all the schools in this area were in Tier 1 this year.
When we talk about a new baseline and a new funding and things like that, we know that over a period of time there's been problems as far as school funding, and that maybe they do the general, quote, state aid, but maybe some special categories are underfunded and things like that. Does this address any of that particular sometimes problem, or is this just basically the general fund?
It is the general fund, but with this, there's a caveat. With this evidence-based funding, you know, we have been trained that it's based upon, we need to demonstrate student growth. You know, obviously our test scores are okay, but they could improve. There's other areas. There's a new state school report card coming out that's going to be, at the elementary level, we'll be focusing on student growth and looking at test scores, and at the high school level, the number one component will be graduation rate, and then also looking at test scores and such things as that. So there is just a major importance that school districts use some of the or portion of this money to focus on developing a plan that will produce student growth. Our students will grow academically, and so this will demonstrate to our state legislators that this money is being well spent.
You at a school board meeting started talking about, or at least personnel within the school district are talking about, this student improvement to make sure it shows that students are improving with the new money. Is this correct?
That is correct. We have developed a school improvement team. And so what Mount Olive School District is going to do is with teachers, administration, and school board members are going to be meeting, or have started to meet and will continue to meet, to develop a school improvement plan. What that school improvement plan will entail is that we're going to find what our areas of growth are, our weaknesses or areas of growth, and develop a plan to try to improve upon those areas. The three things that Mount Olive has started to focus on is the need for a school social worker. We have a lot of students that are coming to school with social-emotional needs, and we're going to be looking at how we can address that issue. We're also looking at our junior high and high school math scores are low, and we'd like to increase those, so we're going to develop a plan how to attack that. And the third area that we're going to be looking at very closely is our attendance. The number one of the major things at the elementary school is, with the primary grades, K through 3, it's vitally important that students attend school. If students attend, there's a very good chance that they're going to learn. But us and many other school districts, when students do not attend school, obviously their learning suffers. So attendance is going to be one of the things that is our third major focus that we're starting to focus in on to develop our school improvement plan.
Will this be put towards also things like there's been, reduction or movement and things like that concerning maybe extracurricular programs and things like that? Or does this not have anything to do with some of those things that, schools are going through right now as well?
It can be used where however a school develops their plan. So that's as long as, again, we're working towards showing student growth. There's a lot of research out there that shows that extracurriculars do make a well-rounded student, makes students want to come to school. There could be a debate that says by having extracurricular activities, that'll increase your attendance because that'll encourage kids to come to school. So the exciting part about this new money is it's letting the school district develop their own plan. So the very few strings, but again, it's all about being able to show how we're showing student growth to develop our kids in a better way. So I'm very excited about the opportunity, and I know our school improvement team is very excited about getting the opportunity to develop this new plan.
The state has problems with its budget and various other things. We now have, as it said, no school will go backwards in funding and things like that, but I guess we're still, a school district would be at the mercy of, if we go through more, say, prolonged budget problems with the state, that still would affect what the school districts get. Is that right?
Yes, because that's a twofold, but it is correct. That is a correct statement. Number one, the new funding system. Now, in the past, when they would prorate a school district, and in my 9 years here, we've received less money for like 7 years in a row before we now are finally starting to get an uptick. But in the past, it would be the schools that were most dependent upon general state aid would be cut. And so poor schools would become poorer. The new formula states that will no longer occur. It'll be money from the upper level, the schools that are the highest percentage, if they were to prorate. That's where the money will be taken from. And they will not take money from the schools like Mount Olive at 61%, would not be taken, given less money. It would be the schools that sit at 90 to 100% would receive less money if the state had to prorate. So the state's new model addresses that in a way. But it's very hopeful that the state will get their budget in order. But to answer your second part of your question, if the state does not produce a budget, the system that they put in place is a voucher us, where they say, oh, yes, we're going to give you this money, but when we get it. And so they sometimes will voucher us money, and then it's a wait game until to see when the state will actually pay us.
Is there anything from, say, the superintendent standpoint or the school district standpoint you think maybe should still be looked at in coming years or coming legislative sessions as far as more help with a school district?
Well, based upon year to year, we don't know if the state legislator will actually fund. If there's talk right now, they'll put another $350 million into public education. But will they? And then when will they decide that, because we all know that the state has other priorities as well, and so we're going to always have to lobby and keep after our state legislators to make sure that they understand the importance of public education. The future, our children are our future, and we must continue to fund public education because we have lagged. The state has lagged so bad in not funding it properly for so many years that we need to catch up. It's a great first step, but we must continue to make sure our legislators understand, and it's our part to show them that we're using this money effectively, and we're going to increase it. We're going to see student growth from this. And so we're very excited about the opportunity, but yet for me to say this is the cure and it's going to work forever, we always have to continue to work hard to make sure that our state does fund us appropriately.
Superintendent Patrick Murphy, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.